Greetings and salutations, everyone. Assuming you've already listened to our lively discussion about perseverance in part one, thank you for persevering into part two.
For this segment, we'll be addressing a topic I don't think we've ever addressed before.
Really? Seems like we've covered so much over the years.
And indeed we have. But of all the recruiting topics we've talked about, we seem to have left out recruiting tiger cubs.
Well then, let's right that wrong immediately and introduce our guest expert. Oscar Santoyo is joining us today to help us with the finer points of recruiting tiger cubs. Oscar started his career with the Orange County Council in Santa Ana, California, only a few years ago, but has been working with other youth-serving nonprofit organizations for over 18 years. In 2008, he joined the national office in Irving, Texas, and serves as specialist for Hispanic programs on the Program Impact Team. Welcome to Cubcast, Oscar.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Well, let's talk about why Tiger Cub recruiting is so important.
The reason why it's so important is it's not about advancement. It's not about high adventure. It's about kids getting together and making friends. As they get older, the plan is that they'll continue to find lifelong friendships as they progress in the program. But all that we want to make sure is that they've benefited from being part of the program. It's a little bit scary for parents because they may be hesitant and fearful because this is maybe the first year that their son goes to a full day of school, they join sports or do other things. So it's a little overwhelming. And these boys are a little bit closer to a toddler age than elementary school age. They can't read or write and everything is kind of big and scary. And they have a 10-minute attention span. But this program is comfortable for both parents and boys. We've made the program very easy and inviting to the parents so they would come back the next year and be part of another fun Cub Scouting year. And it's all about having fun. As much as we are a youth organization and program, we are also a parents program. If you keep the parents happy, they're going to stay.
Well, it's a great point you mentioned. When you're going into that new school, it's always tough. People are trying to find their place. This is an opportunity for boys to kind of have a tribe within that surrounding. You see the other guys that are in your den. Suddenly, you've got backup. You've got friends.
It definitely supports the social structure of friendships and relationships at an early age.
So let's talk about recruiting. Let's get into some specific tactics. How can we do it?
Our marketing to the parents can go the traditional route where you go with the flyers and the posters. I always like to recommend that they try going into the churches, being part of religious organizations, outreaching to the different businesses of their community. Try some child care centers or some family resource centers. Make arrangements with your neighborhood association, any type of civic association. Also within your family, you could have a younger brother that may want to become a Tiger Cub because they saw an older brother be part of it. There's another element called peer-to-peer recruiting. It's a great way to jumpstart your Tiger recruitment. And all you got to do is have current Cub Scouts and their families invite their friends and their neighbors from their class to join Cub Scouts. You can possibly offer incentives to the PACs or to the Scouts to invite their classmates and encourage them to sign up for day camps or any fun activities. Maintain a constant presence.
In terms of the schools, because they're such a big part of the process for many, many PACs, how do you get that cooperation from the schools?
It really gets down to making sure that you talk to the right individuals, the right administrators, contact the school principal and let them know what's going on. And get that cooperation. Make arrangements for the classroom visits and boy talks and make sure that you properly distribute the flyers and that you actually talk to the teacher and make sure it's okay with them because we're taking time away from them. So we want to make sure that the time that we spend is effective time.
And what can you do when school access might be a challenge?
That, unfortunately, is part of what's happening nowadays. But maybe there's someone on your executive board who possibly could know somebody within the school board or the superintendent. Get someone to help advocate for you because this program is just too important to ignore.
Let's talk about the role of volunteers. What can volunteers do to help this process?
As much as we are a youth organization, we're a volunteer organization because we can't do it ourselves. Recruit a Tiger Cub coordinator, and that Tiger Cub coordinator can assist this new den in getting organized. They can use the Welcome to Tiger Cub booklets. They can familiarize families with the concept of being Tiger Cubs, activity packets, and basically recruit families that can possibly host two or three meetings and make sure that everyone knows when and where these meetings take place. We always recommend that you recruit more than one volunteer leader. Try to get as many parents involved in organizing the Tiger Den activities, and it kind of helps balance the load and hopefully identify those that can best serve as being the den leaders.
Let's get into the details of recruiting. What are some of the technical details that we can go over about how to do it?
We have a fall and spring recruiting, but like I said before, maintain a constant presence. Really create the visual when you do a recruitment night. You have your recruiting posters to decorate the room, your applications. Make sure you have all the resources available if parents want to look on them, such as a Tiger Cub handbook or maybe a Cub Scout leader book. I recommend using the Cub Scout delivery method, but probably one of the most important tools to take with you is the Cub Scout orientation video, because that is the element that's not only going to tell you about something, but it will help you visualize some of the roles that are necessary. The parents are going to bring their kids, so you got to have games and activities ready for the new Tigers, the Cub Scouts, and their families. All this should take about 40 minutes. You got to remember, be sure to start on time and you end on time, because first graders have a limited attention span. Now, the more complex the event is, the more people are going to need to be involved. You can have some of your local Boy Scout troops provide activity stations during the event. Most importantly, remember to have fun.
All right, anything that we haven't discussed that you think we really ought to share with folks as they start thinking about Tiger Cub recruiting?
Tiger Cub's the time for both boy and his parents to learn about scouting. A child is only 7 years old for 365 days. Take advantage of that time. I like that the parents just don't sit there and watch. They actively participate. They are going to be doing what their Tiger Cub is doing. Most importantly, communicate with your parents. Remember, the parents have a certain expectation, so you make sure you fulfill that expectation. Most 6- and 7-year-olds, they don't know that they want to be scouts. They just want to have fun, and the parents want to be happy.
Well, I don't know why we haven't talked specifically about recruiting Tiger Cubs in the past, but I am so glad that we finally have. Oscar, thanks for being here and for helping us out with this one.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hey, have you seen the latest issue of Boys Life magazine? It's full of great reading, puzzles, games, and more, designed just for your Cub Scouts. My boys and I can't wait for it to arrive every month. For them, it's great entertainment. For me, it's a valuable learning tool that makes me a better cub leader and a better mom. No matter what your child's reading level is, there's something in Boys Life for him. This month, every month, and for years to come.
And now for the timely reminders. Would you like to start us off, Rob?
Why, yes, I would. This is a busy time of year for outings, but if you haven't heard by now, as of March 1st, 2011, what was previously known as local and national tour permits will be replaced by what is now called the tour plan. Units complete a tour plan when planning a local, national, or international adventure. The plan helps ensure the unit is properly prepared, that qualified and trained leaders are in place, and that the right equipment is available.
A unit should obtain a tour plan if they plan a trip of 500 miles or more from the home base. Most short in-town den trips of a few hours do not require a tour plan. However, it is recommended that Cub Scouts obtain permission slips from parents before going on an in-town outing. Every registered direct contact leader can complete a tour plan application online. Just go to scouting.org and type tour plan worksheet in the search field.
Now is the time to finalize plans for earning the Summertime Pack Award. All your activity leaders should have their activities for each of the summer months ready to go.
Plus, you should be recruiting your popcorn colonel about now. The committee chair is the person responsible for appointing someone, but if you know an individual who would make a good candidate, mention it to your den leader, who can then pass the suggestion on to your committee chair.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the close of the May Part 2 Cubcast. Thanks to our guest Oscar Santoyo for being part of this segment with us.
And thanks to you for listening. But don't keep all the fun for yourself. Please be sure your fellow Cub leaders are tuning in as well.
Or, if you know someone without internet access, go ahead and make them a CD of a Cubcast or two. It's an easy thing to do.
We hope you'll join us next month for the July core value discussion about courage, as well as a fascinating discussion on cultivating future leaders. So with that, I'm Kristen McCollum.
And I'm Rob McCollum. Now get out there and start recruiting.